Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of May 2018. In the tax arbitration case involving Vodafone, the Delhi High Court has refused to stop Vodafone's new tax arbitration in the UK and asked the government to move the India-UK BIPA tribunal. Supreme Court, while asserting that a 20-year-old Kerala woman, whose marriage had been annulled, could choose whom she wanted to live with, has held that an adult couple has a right to live together without marriage. Delhi High Court, while granting divorce to a man, has held that his estranged wife's false allegation of illicit relation between him and his widowed sister-in-law amounted to cruelty. Bombay High Court, while allowing a man to claim rights as a beneficiary to an estate under a will over 3 years after a parent's death, has held that there can be no straitjacket formula to determine the period of limitation for filing an administration suit. Delhi High Court has refused to stay interim relief provided by Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal, TDSAT, to the companies from reporting segmented offers to regulator, which means that telecom companies can offer any tariff plans to their subscribers without being penalized as predatory. Madras High Court has allowed the termination of pregnancy of a 14-year-old girl, who was allegedly raped 5 months ago. Government has notified an ordinance to amend the Commercial Courts, Commercial Division and the Commercial Appellate Division in High Courts Act of 2015.